Hi, and thank you for joining us this week, 12 of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. These tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane will be reviewing spiritual power tool number six, dissolving your emotional pain. Now, in this energy-packed video, Jane will be moving us into a new awareness of our emotional pain and how to move beyond it. Let's watch and listen.
Well, hi there. We are on our journey again today. As you can see, I got my handy little book right here available. And we're going to go to page 63, which is about dissolving the emotional pain. And the reason I want to talk to you about this is that as you're working on your spiritual journey, one of the things that was very helpful to me and helped me to stay on target was by identifying my emotional pain. That's where your observer again comes forth and says, okay, I'm in pain. What's causing my pain? What do I need to do about it? How can I change this into a positive? Because the one thing I found out that all the pains and the emotional stress I was under had a huge spiritual benefit to me. Did you hear that? A huge spiritual benefit to you because it's unveiling some of the behavior that you have brought forth from many, many lifetimes that you are experiencing this lifetime that has a long string of other incarnations that you also were in the same emotional pain. These things keep coming up for you to deal with. In other incarnations, you didn't know how to deal with it. You did it the best you could. But now you are spiritually advanced. And now you can start to use your intellect, your intuition, your journaling process, and the observer self to identify these emotional situations that one gets in. When we move to a new city, we go through emotional pain that says, oh my goodness, I'm leaving all my loved ones. I'm leaving my wonderful place I live in. And yet, you have to work through that emotional pain in order to move into a new opportunity that's out there for you to become more consciously aware. If you get anything from what I teach you, everything I talk about, everything I suggest with the spiritual power tools are tools to support the evolution of your consciousness and the evolution of your soul. It's connected, it's one. I never teach anything or talk about anything that isn't about the evolution of your consciousness, your awareness of your true self, which is coming into full realization if you keep working. And I can tell you, when I first started looking at my emotional pain, and that was 40, 45 years ago, I started to look at myself and my evolution of consciousness. And after I had seen my first past life I was in a lot of pain over that because I realized that there was things that I hadn't overcome that were right in my face this lifetime. So the moment I began working on how to work in the best interest of my soul, I realized one of the important things was to identify what the emotional pain was so that I could understand it and move forward. Because I found out as I uncovered different emotional patterns and which created certain behaviors was connected to other lifetimes. Because you've had so many lifetimes and you have come through so many incarnations and so many decisions that your personality self made when you were in body, each one of those things affected where you are today. And in order to unravel all those things, we have to come into understanding that that part of us that needs to have the clarity to understand this emotional pain that we are going through in order to clear it up so that we can move forward without any baggage. So when I learned that I was supporting the evolution of my soul and working in the best interest of my soul, that was a huge motivation for me. And hopefully, I'm motivating you to look at these things and deal with them according to your own spiritual journey. Now, as we go through this process, there's a forgiveness process I had to go through when I uncovered an emotional situation. I found out sometimes I behaved very poorly, and I had to forgive myself for my poor behavior to erase my thought forms that went around that emotion. And I always found out, no matter what or who I blamed for these things, what I found out after looking at my emotional behavior, I found out that it was all within me, that I couldn't blame anybody else. I had to start seriously taking responsibility for my emotions. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't like that very well because I didn't want to take responsibility. It was much easier for me to blame my mother, father, boss, child, whatever. It was easier for me to slough it off. Then I didn't have to look at it. But once I was on that spiritual journey, I had to stop and look at these things with the understanding that I had to take responsibility because I was going to be the only person, yes, that was going to go beyond my idea of who I thought I was. And this is where you're going. You're going beyond your idea of who you think you are, because you're much more than a soul evolving. You are a God consciousness coming forth, unveiling within you. You see, the God part of you, the DNA part of you, the center of your enlightenment, is God consciousness trying to be revealed to you, but not in your limited form. The limitations that you have are for the third dimensional world because you have certain karma to do, certain things that you need to accomplish this lifetime. But as you are evolving, veils get lifted and new understandings come. And the emotional pain is always the emotion that we have about our I, me, self. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. And I found out, man, I had to say, I don't care how uncomfortable I am, I'm moving through it. I don't care. I will do the unacceptable to me, which is take responsibility for this crappy thing I just did, whatever it was. Because if I don't take responsibility, who is? Ultimately, who is? Is God going to come in and woo-woo you? No, you're going to woo-woo yourself. Because ultimately, the God part of you is trying to process you to become more consciously aware of who you are. I used to play a little game with myself. And that game was this. I would pretend like God was a visitor coming to visit me. And I needed to clean my consciousness, my house of consciousness, because God said, I don't want to come into a dirty house with a lot of negative thoughts and a lot of negative actions. And I don't want to be bothered coming into your house, Miss Jane. I want you to clean your house up, and then I will join you. I will be there with you. But you got to clean your own house up. Too bad you can't call the cleaning people over to clean your house. You got to clean your own house. And you've got a lot of help to do it, to help you to see that which you need to clean out and do that which you need to do. And I used to talk to my house of consciousness and said, man, God says, I don't want to come into the opposites. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Do you really hear what I'm telling you right now? I'm telling you something really big. So keep this in the archives somewhere. I am telling you, but God consciousness does not want to come in if you are living in the opposites. Any more than you want to go and be a squirrel. You don't want to be a squirrel. You don't want to be limited. That's putting you in a limited consciousness. Those are only two-dimensional consciousnesses. You want to be fully awake and aware. Then you find out that the I am that you're seeking is already here, but it's not going to come into a dirty house. It will definitely not come in a dirty house. And that was the way I kind of looked at myself. Oh, wow. I got a dirty house here, unforgiveness here, anger there. Sometimes I'm really happy and sometimes I'm really sad. God doesn't want to come into your house in the opposites. That's why you have to go beyond the opposites. Do you hear me? You have to go beyond the opposites, because until you go beyond the opposite, will you ever wake up into God consciousness? Because you know what? You do not want to play in the third dimensional world because it lives and has its being in the opposites. So get yourself out of the third dimensional world and then you discover the I am presence. And then you can be in the third dimensional world, but you're not of it. You don't live it. You understand it because you've already been through it, but it doesn't grab you up and pull you into its drama. You see, your emotional pain lives in the opposite. So you have to look at that emotional pain, because if we can say God doesn't want to live in your messy house, doesn't want to go through the emotional pain, you have to do it for yourself, because you're eventually going to discover the I am presence of yourself. Is out of the opposites, because believe me, it's not becoming part of who you are until you're out of it. God is unlimited. He's not going to put himself into a limited form. And you, as a God being, is not going to put you in a limited form. At another dimensional consciousness that you are already part of, and it's being unveiled to you if you have eyes to see it and ears to hear it, and intuition developed enough to sense it, you're going to understand that the I am that you are trying to become is already here, but doesn't want to live in your messy old house because it's too dirty and too messy. And I used to consciously clean my house, my present living quarters, in an effort to say, here, I've got my spiritual stuff to do, but I have physical stuff too. And if I have papers all over the house, if I'm not organized, if I'm not taking care of business, third dimensional business, in preparation for the wonderful guest that's going to come and visit me, that was great motivation for me. That helped me to do a lot of things. It helped me to look at my life in a totally different way. So getting on top of your emotional pain and the behavior is extremely important, because the I am presence of you doesn't want to come and dance in your dirty house of consciousness with all these me, me, my, my's about it. It's important. Page 63. Yes, indeed. 63. Dissolving emotional pain. Look it up and listen to this video, and then listen and look at exactly what I have to say about it. Because emotional pain is an energy, and you have to poke it and dissolve it. And that emotional pain can be dissolved, but you have to do it. You know, let go and let God. I let go and let God, and then God said, fine, this is wonderful. I'm glad you let go and let me. Now I want you to go to work, baby. Now I'm going to help you to discover your real self. And this little Janie who's sitting there is not the real self of you. It's just fictitious. It's an illusion. And someday you're going to leave that body and you're going to go on. And where are you going to go on to? Another body? Another existence? Ho ho! Well, if you want to, I sure will fix a wonderful new lifetime for you according to your karma. But right now, you are in the best place you have ever been in any incarnation, because you're awake enough to know that you are an evolving soul and that you have programs from other lifetimes. Even if you don't know what the lifetimes are, it does not matter. Do the forgiveness work. Do the journaling. Take it up the seven steps. Do whatever you need to do to work through this so that you can become fully conscious. Fully conscious. Right now you're only one-tenth conscious. Maybe maybe we'll give you a little, maybe two-tenths conscious. You want to be fully conscious. And that's what God is, fully conscious, infinite. You will not know that truth until you clean your house, till that every little corner is cleaned. And I used to say, God, I'm going to take a step today. I don't know what it is, but boy, I'm going to look around my house. And I'm going to look at my third dimensional house. What needs to be taken care of today? I do it in preparation for the I am presence that I am to come in and be part of my true identity. So, got homework to do, and I'm supporting you, I'm loving you, but I expect you to do your homework. That's very, very important, because there's a whole different world for you to live in. much different than what you're living in now. Bye-bye for now.
In this video, Jane makes it perfectly clear that we are no longer powerless over our emotional pain. Now, when I first began working with this tool, my thoughts were, how am I ever going to go beyond my emotions? I was going through a situation in my life and I was so angry. Not only was I angry, I was resentful, and I wanted satisfaction for what I believed was perpetrated against me. In other words, I was really emotionally involved in my drama and couldn't see a way out. And then the thought of forgiving, no way. No way I was going to forgive. But I knew if I needed to stop the pain, that I needed to go beyond that and start doing my work. And I began working with tool number 6. The first thing I had to do was identify my emotions and take responsibility for my behavior. Not easy to look at. I don't think any of us want to look at our behaviors and take responsibility for them. But in order to do this work, I had to make that part of my responsibility because I wanted to move spiritually. You know, it was exactly what Jane was saying. It's difficult to look at yourself and take responsibility for your actions. I began journaling about my thoughts and behaviors, and little by little, I began to take responsibility for my behavior and have a deeper understanding of my behavior and who I was. Then it was time to forgive myself, and I have found over the years that it's so much easier to forgive another person than to forgive myself. However, I knew that in order to heal my emotional pain, I had to forgive myself. Over time, I was able to begin the healing and forgive myself. And it was in that moment that I knew only gratitude for the healing experience. If you are experiencing emotional pain, whether it be from a past life or from a situation in this life, give yourself the gift of going to tool number 6 and healing that pain. I want to also announce tonight and let you know that Thursday evening, it's Thanksgiving, and so the support for your journey gathering will be canceled just for this week. And I want to take this time, and I want to do this over and over and over again, because thank you, thank you, thank you for your loving and generous gifts to the center. These gifts, so freely given, allow us to continue working to serve humanity. Now let us take the time to meditate. Just sit back and relax. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. We are at peace. We are safe. We are moving into the quiet. Of our infinite selves. And we open up our hearts to the love that we are, And we are expanding and moving into the unconditional love of the universe. We are free of emotional pain. We know only forgiveness of ourselves and others. Our souls are free from bondage. We are light. We are energy and vibration. And we choose to step freely onto the path of spiritual enlightenment. We experience a new understanding of joy, of love, in the awareness of being. We know only heartfelt gratitude. For this opportunity, to be in the silence together. Amen. And when you're comfortable, open your eyes. And I just want to wish you all a happy and joyous and safe Thanksgiving. We will see you next week. Bye now.